You're listening to SBS News.
Songs sung in Kalau Kauaua, a language from the western and central Torres Strait Islands, opening this year's National NAIDOC Week Award Ceremony. The annual awards honour Indigenous excellence, recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people whose work improves the lives of others in their communities and beyond. Co-chair of the ceremony, Stephen Satur, says the 2025 celebration is an especially momentous one, marking 5 decades since NAIDOC Week was established to honour and elevate Indigenous voices, culture and resilience.
50 years, that's how long this movement has been growing, holding us and reminding this nation who we are. Tonight we honour that journey and celebrate the strength, the spirit and the stories that got us here.
The prestigious NAIDOC Person of the Year Award, this year recognising one Jaru and Injibanji man's trailblazing work in Indigenous health.
All right, Mark, this is it.
All right, the big one, here we go.
The 2025 National NAIDOC Person of the Year is... Dr. Daniel Hunt!
Dr. Hunt is a general practitioner and dentist, and he's worked widely in the Aboriginal community-controlled health sector. He is the deputy chair of the Bloodborne Viruses and Sexually Transmitted Infection Advisory Committee for Western Australia, and has made major contributions to managing the Australian syphilis epidemic. He says this year's NAIDOC Week theme, The Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy, resonates with his own way of thinking about advocacy and how positive change builds over time.
Legacy is the thing that I turn to most because it is what I look back at when I do any of the work I do or the advocacy that I have for Aboriginal health. Because it is those who have come before us, those trailblazers, who really have paved the way for how we conduct ourselves. One of our elders at the previous organisation I worked at, we used to speak about how much work there is to do in Aboriginal healthcare, but we also have to really look at the amazing work that we have done.
He says the honour of being awarded NAIDOC Person of the Year is one he shares with all other nominees and recipients.
We have to be absolutely proud of what has been accomplished and what all the amazing people accomplished. I'm incredibly proud. The term black excellence can't be expressed enough when I see what is happening in Australia and in this room and the people who have won the awards. These awards aren't all any individual awards. You know, Hannah and Bianca, these are our awards because this is the work of everyone that has come before us.
Among the other 9 recipients, AFL legend and influential Indigenous rights advocate Michael Long has been awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2004, the Amacheri and Maranungu man walked from Melbourne to Canberra to call the government to action on Indigenous issues. His leadership inspired the birth of the Long Walk, a national movement for reconciliation, education, action and unity. Mr. Long says his career in AFL has given him the strength and opportunity he's been determined to give back to others.
I just want to say this game has given me so much, but hopefully I've given back and has created an opportunity and pathway for so many of our young men and women. This is an award I'll treasure.
Alongside Dr. Hunt and Mr. Long, Rosalie Kickett has been honoured as Female Elder of the Year. The award recognises Ms. Kickett's work in mental health support, suicide prevention and women's safety, as well as her dedication to empowering First Nations incarcerated men.
I'm truly honoured and I'm truly humbled, deeply humbled. Honestly, I still am a little shocked. For a little yoga like me, I never expected this. I never walked this path for recognition. I did it for my community here, for all my mort, my family, and for those who no longer have a voice.
It was loss of life in her own community that motivated Ms. Kickett to train others in suicide prevention.
After all the loss of suicides in my hometown, I thought I wanted to make a difference. So I went and even though I was mental health practitioner, I thought I needed to take this mental health first aid out into the communities.
This year's Youth Award has gone to another woman dedicated to improving Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mental health. Annika Gosling, a young Wadjuk Noongar woman who works as a school psychologist. 25-year-old Danielle Ponta has also been recognised at the ceremony, celebrated for her achievements with the Sportsperson Award. The Maranungu and Amajeri woman is a two-time Premiership AFLW player, and she says her uncle, co-award winner Michael Long, has been her inspiration.
I'm here tonight with my uncle Michael Long and the rest of my family, and to have someone like that a part of my family and to not turn out the way that I have, it would be crazy. He's done so much work for, you know, our community, and I grew up around that, so it's been instilled in me from a young age, and that's why I do the things that I do, and it's why I'm so passionate about giving back to community, because it's been around me my whole life.
For Natasha Wanganeen, finalist for the Creative Talent Award, this year's NAIDOC theme, The Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy, is all about this celebration of cross-generational impact and change. Angelica Waite, SBS News.